Well, praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. God bless you and welcome to Healing School. As always, Healing School is the place where people come to hear and be healed. Today, we have another powerful, powerful message lesson for you on today. Now, I want to encourage you real strong here. Get your Bibles or whatever device that you'll be using and grab pen and paper and get ready to take some real good notes. You're going to be blessed today real big. But I want to ask you a question. Do you really believe God? Do you really know how to believe God? I'm telling you, the power of God is present to heal. The problem, many people think God is their problem, but he's not. He's not at all the problem. The Bible said, you have to have faith in God. You're going to hear that again today too. You have no idea how important these things really, really are. So come on, get involved today. This is Healing School, after all. This is where you ask questions. This is where you can participate. So don't sit back and just cross your legs. No, get involved. Get involved. Amen. Good morning, Prophet.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us this morning. Praise God. We're so happy that you're here.
Amen. Amen. All right. Today we are talking about miracles in Revelation. We're talking about what? Miracles. In Revelation, you need a revelation of God's word today. Amen. You need one. Can you get one? Sure you can. Healing is available for you right now. So, Prophet, we can go ahead and begin.
Praise God. We're going to start with looking at some things that Brother Hagin had shared along these lines. He had stated, when reverence and honor are restored, there will be a restoration and multiplication of the miraculous power of God.
Yes.
Just stop me where you want me to stop, Apostle. So there is so much connected to our reverence and honor for the Lord. Not only is miracle power connected to our reverence and honor for God, mm-hmm. but so is receiving the wisdom of God. We need his wisdom to fulfill his plan for our lives. Amen. The reverent, the Bible reads, says this, the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning, mm-hmm. the chief and choice part of wisdom. And the kingdom, the knowledge of the Holy One, is insight and understanding. Praise God.
Say that again.
The Bible says the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning, the chief and choice part of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy One is insight and understanding.
Is insight and understanding. Insight into what? The wisdom of God, the manifold wisdom of God. the revelation of God. It's insight into it.
Amen.
To be healed, you need a revelation of faith in God. You need to know what belongs to you, what has freely been given to you. But what's your path to being healed? What is the path? The path to healing is to reverence him, to honor him, to respect him. All right?
Praise God. The Good News translation says, to be wise, you must first have reverence for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The New Century Version says, wisdom begins with respect for the Lord, and understanding begins with knowledge and knowing the Holy One. And then the New Living Translation says, fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. Praise God. That's a lot of wisdom and knowledge. Amen.
Yes, but we need it, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do. Praise God. We definitely need it. Fear of the Lord is a wholesome dread of displeasing him. Because of our love and reverence for him, we want to please him and live lives that is pleasing to God. God is always dealing with us about something because he is faithfully working to bring us into full spiritual maturity.
That's right. That's right.
When we reverence, go ahead.
Did you know healing is maturity in the things of God? Many people do not get healed because of a lack of reverence for God. Many times that's the problem. But you can change that today. All right?
Praise the Lord. God is always dealing with us about something because he is faithfully working to bring us into full spiritual maturity.
Mm-hmm.
When we reverence God and fear the Lord, we listen to him and we obey him in his dealings with us. When we listen to him and obey him, we operate in the wisdom that he gives. Proverbs 15:31-33 in the Amplified reads, the ear that listens to the reproof that leads to or gives life will remain among the wise. I'll read that again. It's Proverbs 15:31-33 in the Amplified. The ear that listens to the reproof that leads to or gives life will remain among the wise.
Mm.
He who refuses and ignores instruction and correction despises himself. But he who heeds reproof gets understanding. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord brings instruction in wisdom, and humility comes before honor. Reverence will bring you into wisdom, because reverence for God shows you are trustworthy to handle wisdom rightly.
Wow.
In Ephesians 1, 6 through 19, Paul tells us and shares with us a spiritually inspired prayer that he prayed for those in Ephesus. And it sounds like this. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, mm-hmm. that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
Yes.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to you and I who believe.
Mm-hmm.
Paul prayed that they would be given the spirit of wisdom and revelation, which would cause them to come into the knowledge of Christ, who we are in him, what we have because we are in him, and what we can do because we are in him. Reverence holds a proper regard for the things of God. Reverence won't tread the wisdom and revelation God gives lightly. You won't treat it that way.
That's right.
Because having reverence for the Lord is connected to wisdom. The measure of reverence we walk in will affect the measure of the spirit of wisdom we will receive.
That's right. That's right.
Praise God. So now we look at rewards of reverence. There are rewards that follow your reverence for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So there are rewards of reverence, and let's look at a few of those. Proverbs 22 and 4 in the Amplified tells us of those rewards.
Mm-hmm.
The reward of humility and the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Riches, honor, and life are connected to your reverence for God. Reverence brings the presence of God. That's and right. The reverence of God prospers you. I'll say that again. Riches, honor, and life are connected to your reverence for God. Reverence brings the presence of God, and the presence of God prospers you.
That's right.
Amen.
Do you remember the scripture that says, Jesus asked a question. He said, why you call me Lord, Lord, but you won't do nothing that I say?
Mm.
Why was that? They didn't reverence him. They didn't reverence him at all. Also, okay. Over in the book of Mark, chapter 6, I believe it's verse 5, it said, there, Jesus could not do no mighty work. Mm. Pay attention to the words, you know. Jesus could not. It didn't say he wouldn't. It said he couldn't do no mighty works, but except lay his hands on a few sick people who had minor illnesses, like a headache, like a toothache. Why? Mm-hmm. Why was that? They got offended. And when you get offended, reverence and honor is shut down. It's closed. And that's why the scriptures say that. See, Jesus was not offended with them. They was offended with him. He could do no mighty works there. But do you know where Jesus was on his way coming from when that was said?
Okay.
Healing Jairus from, he was raising Jairus from the dead. That's what he just got through doing. And that anointing to resurrect from the dead was still up on him. Are you listening to me?
All right.
What would happen today if you gave your undivided attention? What would happen? To paint you a picture. If we unmuted every line right now, what would we hear?
Absolutely nothing.
Would we hear the TV going in the background? Would we hear a whole lot of noise, talking going on? Or would we find people referencing the Lord? The Bible said in his presence, there's fullness of what? Of joy.
Mm-hmm.
In his presence. You know what the presence of the Lord is? This healing school. Anywhere he's present. He's present with you right now. But are you acknowledging him? Well, how do I do that? Reverence him. Participate with what's going on right here, right now. See, to participate is reverencing him, is honoring him. Not to participate is dishonor. Are you following me here?
Yes.
And again, right then in Mark chapter 6, verse 5, Jesus could not. It didn't say he wouldn't. It said he could not. See, we have been taught God can do anything but fail. But that's not exactly true. Yes, he have the power. But that's not how he flow. If you want him, by your invitation, he'll come in and help. But you can shut him out too. How? Don't acknowledge him. Just don't acknowledge him. Act like nothing is going on. He haven't, look. Just totally ignore him. And you know what? He'll totally do nothing. Amen. All right.
Praise God. Let's pick it up again. Jeremiah 5, 22 through 25 in the Amplified reads, "Do you not hear and reverence me? Says the Lord. But these people have hearts that draw back from God and wills that rebel against him. They have revolted and quieted his service and have gone away into idolatry. Nor do they say in their hearts, let us now reverently fear and worship the Lord our God. Your iniquities have turned these blessings away, and your sins have kept good harvests from you."
What is a good harvest?
For healing.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's a good harvest. But would have messed that up again?
Turning away, it says that these people have hearts that draw back from God from his will. They rebel against him. They have revolted. They quit and quieted his voice and his services and gone away into idolatry. Nor do they say in their hearts, let us now reverently fear and worship the Lord our God. Their iniquities for this have turned their blessings away. And their sins have kept the good harvests, like their healing, away from them.
Look at that. Are you getting this today? Pay attention to words now. Okay?
So in this passage, their failure wasn't due to the devil.
No.
But because of their lack of reverence for God.
See, we blame everything on the devil. But dear friends, you and I have a part to play here. God needs faith from you to heal you, like the devil needs doubt and unbelief. And for you to ignore and don't reverence God to keep you sick and to take you out. He needs your cooperation. Did you know that? It's just like God needs your cooperation to bless you, to heal you, to bring deliverance to you. Come on now. Do you see it? All right.
Praise God. Yes, we do hear it. So he was telling them that their failures to do, you know, it didn't come from, you know, the devil, but because of a lack of reverence.
Yes.
He was speaking to his people that had gone wayward, which had laid them open to defeat. He was letting them know that their lack of reverence for him put them in this wayward condition and had laid them open to defeat by their enemies.
That's right.
So if lack of reverence opens them up to defeat, then being reverent toward God is safety.
That's right.
To our lives, safeguarding us from defeat.
That's right.
It holds us in the flow where God can bless us and manifest himself.
Mm-hmm.
So do we need miracles? Yes. Every man needs miracles. We all need miracles. We want to conduct our lives in such a way that we are always positioned to receive miracles and the miracles that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Reverence for God positions us for miracles. Amen. So we want to make sure that we are in that right place that we may receive, amen, those miracles. God and his word are one. So to have a reverence for God is to have a reverence for his word, for his written word, and his spoken word, and for what he would say to us by his spirit. Praise God.
That's right.
We don't want to displease the Lord. We want to please him. So let's continue to grow in our reverence and honor God, which is expressed through our worship and our obedience to him and his word. Praise God. As Proverbs tells us, there are rewards that come with reverence of God's riches, his honors, and life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the flow that we will live in when we reverence and honor God.
That's right. You can flow in the blessings of God. One man of God put it this way. Miracles are coming at you every day, or they are passing you by. Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm.
Miracles are coming right at you, or they are passing you by. what will cause the things of God here, like your healing, to pass you by? No reverence, no respect, no honor for him.
Praise God.
See it?
Yes.
There's no reverence for him. There's no honor for him. When you honor God, you have to honor him even in your attitude. Your attitude have to line up with the faith that you say you have. Many people profess to have faith, but there is no evidence to back it up. None. I take surveys all the time. People say, yeah, somebody bless. Oh, yes, yes, Brother Elder. Blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Love God with all their heart. Are you sick? Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Lack of understanding. There are people who will fight you to stay sick. Did y'all know that? Yeah, they'll fight you. One dear lady told me, God put this on her. And it would be wrong for her to get it off of her. Changed the conversation up a little bit. Then went right back to the same conversation. Well, how long have you been sick? 15 years. 15 years. Well, when was the last time you've been to the doctor? Yesterday. Well, wait a minute. Something ain't right. Why are you going to the doctors if you believe God put this on you? Amen. Why are you here in healing school if you really believe God put that on you? By the way, he didn't. Many people believe God is sitting in heaven pushing buttons. This one going to die today. That one going to die tomorrow. This one going to die next week. God does not do that. I want to repeat it. God does not do that. Well, Brother Elder, how can you say that? How do you know God doesn't do that? Check his word out. Psalms 91 and verse 16. He said he will satisfy. Pay attention to words here. He will satisfy. He will satisfy you with long life. Well, if you're the one got to be satisfied, you get to say what long is. Not the devil. What am I saying to you? You have some say-so in the matter. Remember Brother Paul said, for me to live is who? Christ. For me to die is gain. Remember he said, I'm in a tricks between two. I want to go on and be with the Lord, but yet I want to stay here and help you. What is that? What does that sound like to you? Sound like to me, he had a choice in the matter. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
You have a choice in the matter. We are blaming God for things he had nothing to do with. Everybody who God bring to heaven, he bring them alive. Jesus, he went alive. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? Abraham. I'm sorry, Elisha. He went alive. I'm telling you, it's time to find out the truth so we can be made free. Truth make you free, but a lie will keep you in bondage. Reverence God. Respect him. One way you can do that is put him first. Seek his word. Get in his word. Find out what he said. How are you going to believe, but you don't know what he said? Come on now. This is healing school. Amen. This is healing school. The Bible said they came to hear and to be healed. They came to what? They came to hear. Many people want to be healed, but they don't want to hear anything. Well, how are you going to be healed? The scriptures say the presence of God was present to heal. But many of them couldn't get it. You know why? They didn't want to hear anything. Some of them choose to look at Jesus in the flesh and not who God sent him as. Oh, Jesus, man, we went to school with him. We know his whole family. How can he be anointed? Do that sound like reverence for him? Do that sound like honor for him? No. No. In that same thing, prophet, is still going on today.
Amen.
No respect for the man or woman of God. There's a big lack of respect. How many of y'all understand the anointing that you can receive from is the anointing that you respect? But if you don't respect the anointing on that man or woman of God, you cannot receive what you need from God by that anointing on them. Remember the woman? I think in 1 Kings that chapter 7, her husband died. The creditors come to get her sons. We're going to sell them because your husband owed us money and we want our money. What did she do? She went to the man of God and she made a demand on that anointing. That was on demand of God. He told her what to do. She obeyed. She did it. And you know what happened? It put her in business. It put her in an oil-bearing business. He told her, listen, pay off your debts. Pay these people out. And you and your sons live off the rest. That woman didn't have a money problem after that anymore. Are you listening to me here? What do you say, prophet?
Amen. I think it's awesome. Yeah, I pray, God, that we can walk in it, because we know when we hear the word of God, that's just the beginning of it. We have to make a conscious decision to actually walk in it, because the Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone. So we need to make sure that we are internalizing this word on honor and reverence for God, because I do believe it is linked to our healing.
It is.
It is linked to our well-being and everything in life, to our prosperity, our marriages, the success rate in our marriages and our homes, communities, and everything. It's how we reverence God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Disrespect shuts down the power of God. Disrespect does that. It can be disrespect on a husband, on a wife, on your job, in the church. Disrespect shows no honor for God. There cannot be honor and disrespect at the same time. It's not possible. Are you hearing this? It's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get these things right and go ahead and receive God's best in your life. Things happened 25 and 30 years ago. People still offended about today. Did you know that can keep that sickness on you? Yes, it can. Cause your demise too. That's not God's best. God wants you to live out your whole entire lifespan. He says, not my will, but any should perish. Isn't that what he said?
That's right.
God don't want you prematurely dying. Well, it must have been his time or her time. That's not true. That is not true. Are you listening to me? That's not true at all. In John 10:10, it says the thief, not God, not Christ, the thief who is the devil, he come to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said in that same scripture, but I have come. So you can have what? Death? No. So you can have life. The Z-O-E, Zoe. Some people pronounce it Zoe. Some say Zoe. It's the same. It means the God kind of life. Are you listening to me? It's the God kind of life. God don't want you to come home to him from that wheelchair. So he sent his word according to Psalms 107 and healed you and delivered you from that destruction. Satan wants you to take offense. What for? So he can keep robbing you. The power of God cannot manifest if you are offended. You need to read Mark chapter 6. Start at verse 1. Read it in the King James and then read it in the Amplified Classic. You will see exactly what I'm talking about. It said he could not there do no mighty works. The power of God comes in degrees. He could not there do no mighty works, except lay his hands on a few sick folks with minor illnesses. The greater power of God wanted to flow, but the people shut it off. Brother Elvin, you kidding? No, go read it. They shut it off.